Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. The last remaining senators to decide whether to seek re-election made their decisions during the week. Both Republican Senators John Thune of South Dakota and Wisconsin's Ron Johnson announced they will run again. Senator Thune, the Senate Minority Whip and second on the GOP's leadership ladder, is a sure bet for re-election from his Republican-dominated state. Senator Johnson, on the other hand, from politically marginal Wisconsin, can expect another tough re-election contest. In that campaign, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who is eschewing running for a second term to instead enter the Senate race, released a new internal Democratic primary poll that posts him to almost a 30-point lead over his closest competitor, Alex Lazary, a senior executive with the Milwaukee Bucks Club of the National Basketball Association. Another vacant U.S. House seat was filled. As expected, Democratic businesswoman Sheila Sherfillis McCormick easily defeated Republican Jason Mariner by a whopping 79-20% margin in the heavily Democratic South Florida district that touches the city of Fort Lauderdale. The seat became vacant due to the passing of veteran Congressman Alcee Hastings last April. The Sherfillis-McCormick victory brings the House Democratic Conference to its full complement of 222 members. Republicans, due to the resignation of California Representative Devin Nunes, recede to 212 representatives. Another House Democratic retirement was announced. This time it's Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter, who represents part of Jefferson and Adams counties in the Denver suburbs. Mr. Perlmutter, a former Colorado state senator, was first elected to the House in 2006. His new 7th district became more competitive for coming elections, and the size of his representation footprint was increased from parts of 2 counties to a total of 12, thus taking the seat into the state's Central Mountain region. The new district could be part of the reason for Perlmutter's retirement decision, though Democrats will still be favored to hold what is now a more politically contested district. The Perlmutter retirement brings the total number of open seats for the 2022 election to 45, including Democratic and Republican incumbents not seeking re-election, new seats awarded through national reapportionment, and those created under new redistricting maps. Republicans look to be in better position within the open seat universe, but Democrats make up ground when looking at the competitive incumbent list and where states are losing seats from reapportionment. The special 3-judge North Carolina panel, consisting of 2 Republican and 1 Democratic judge, considering the legal challenge to the state's new congressional and state legislative maps, have ruled. They unanimously rejected the plaintiff's arguments that the drawings represented illegal Republican gerrymanders. Appeals will be filed, and the North Carolina State Supreme Court will eventually hear the case. Several of the 7 justices, due to potential political conflicts of interest, will face recusal motions, however, thus further complicating the process. The panel also set the candidate filing deadline for March 4th in association with the delayed May 17th North Carolina primary election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.